The Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis brings down different Amoraim who were Pasachla, Piskalai, Pashas Amahacha, different ways they would open up the their drasha, their pirish on Megillas Esther. So it says, "Rav Shulman Bar Nachmani Pasachla and Piskalai Pashas Amahacha Tachas Anatzas Yala Bereish Sachas Asir Ben Yala Hadas." It darshens the whole thing about the Purim story, and then it ends off with the pasuk of Vehoya LaHashem LaShem Zur Mikim Megillah. When the pasuk says it will be a name for Hashem, Hashem's name will become great. That is referring to Mikim Megillah, that made Hashem's name great. And the question is, Lachai, this is very schwer to say that Hashem's name became great for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah does not have Hashem's name in it. At Siyadua, there's no mention of Shem Hashem in Mikra Megillah. So how could it be that B'hayel Hashem L'Shem, how is this Magdal, the greatness of Hashem's name, if it's not even mentioned in the Megillah itself? And the Marsha over here asks his Kasha, and the Marsha says, she says, even though Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Kriyas of Megillah, but it is mentioned in the Brachas, and by reading the Megillah with the Brachas, that way Hashem's name becomes great. He says, Sha'adei Kriyas of Megillah, Bebrechaseya, Nikra Hashem Shalkan Roshbaruchu, that way Hashem's name is L'Shem, becomes Galo. But Lamaisa, it still needs beer to say V'hayel Hashem L'Shem is Mikra Megillah, is referring to Mikra Megillah, the one thing where Hashem's name is not mentioned at all, and we're relying on the brachas that are not really part of Mikra Megillah. What would be the pshat in that? What does it mean that the Hashem's name is a shame through Mikra Megillah if you have to come onto the brachas and it's not beferish in the Megillah? And I think that the Hezban, the Mashah, is like this, that it's Chazal B'davka made it in such a way where the Persimonisa of Purim through the Megillah is done without the name of Hashem being beferish, and it's only Nisgala through the brachas, because that really reflects how the nes happened. The nes was done in a way which it was besaser. This was not a nes nigla, it was a nes nister. It was a series of events, each one on its own. You don't really see the Yad Hashem clearly, but when you put it all together and you realize what happened, then you see the Yad Hashem. When you see the end of the story, you see how this was all the Yad Hashem, Kayadua, that Hashem's name was Nisgala through seeing the whole Maisa of Purim. But as you live through this story, from day to day, they did not. It wasn't necessarily Nukkah that's Yad Hashem. It's only afterwards, Vichap, that this was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when they're misakin to read the Megillah, they did it in such a way where you read the Megillah and you don't see the Shem Hashem. You don't see Beferesh, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to be misbainin and realize it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that comes through the brachas, Chazar misakin, in a way where you read the Megillah and Hashem's name is not Nikkur. But by saying the brachas, we're being makir. That's our avodah, to see that really it all came from Hashem. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's what it means. V'hayel Hashem L'Shem. There's really a greatness in Hashem's name over here that's more nicker than other places, because you have that even when things are besaser, even when you don't see Yad Hashem clearly, still this is also L'Shem. This is also a giloy of the Kavod Shemayim, of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think Lefi the Marsha comes out of Gvaldik Echidish, of Gvaldik Yosayd, and what the gather of the Brachas HaMegillah are. The Brachas HaMegillah, L'Chara, are Chalak B'Yosaydam from a regular than Brachas HaMitzvah. It's different than a regular Brachas HaMitzvah. But every mitzvah, before you do the mitzvah, sometimes after, you make a bracha. So that's something that's really separate from the mitzvah. It's a bracha that you make on the mitzvah. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's more than just a regular din of Brachas HaMitzvah, but it's mamash a chelik of the takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. The takana of Kriyas HaMegillah is, read the Megillah b'brachaseh, read it with the brachas, because it's only with the bracha that the Shem Hashem is nicker in the Megillah, and it's nicker that all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Brachas HaMitzvah, the Megillah, really have two roles. Number one, that it's a regular Brachas HaMitzvah. Number two, it's a chelik. It really makes the Kriyas HaMegillah into what it is, in a way, a kriya that has the gilui of Shem Hashem, that he's the one who really brought about the whole nes. And I think with this, it could be miyasha of a davar pella that you find in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tafresh Sadi Beis, in Sif Aleph, he says, Dim lebirach lo lefanev lo lachrei yatsa. If a person reads the Megillah and does not make the brachas, you're still yatsa the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. In his Makirism, the tour brings us a shame that the Sefta, Dim karav lebirach lo lefanev lo lachrei yatsa, that if you read it without making the brachas, you're yaitz in the midst of Kriyas HaMegillah. And it's very difficult to understand, what's the chiddush over here? What's the havamino? Why would you think you're not yaitz in the midst of Kriyas HaMegillah if you don't make the brachas? We know the brachas are not ma'akiv. Any brachas on mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv. Brachas only derabanan, it's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. So if you do the mitzvah without a bracha, you're yaitz in the mitzvah. You missed out on the mitzvah derabanan and making a bracha. But what would be the havamino over here, that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, if you don't make the bracha, you're not yaitzeh? It should be no different than any other brachas and mitzvah, and any other mitzvah where it's pashut there yaitzeh if you forget the bracha. But I think Lefi the Marsha, it's moving hate of what the Havamina would be. The bracha of Mikra Megillah is different than the regular bracha they make on a random mitzvah. Because over here, besides it being a brachas mitzvah, it's really a chelik of the whole takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. The takana is to read it with the brachas. Because without the brachas, you're missing the V'hayel Hashem L'Shem. You don't see the Shem Hashem. The point is to read the Megillah where you don't see the Shem Hashem. And then we're makir that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making the bracha and being miyachas at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there would be a Havamina that if you would not make the bracha, then maybe you're not yet to the Mitzvah Megillah because you're missing half the story. You have the Megillah but without the Shem Hashem, and Chazal Masakin it Megillah beBerachas Seah. It's one package of Megillah with the brachas. So that would be the Haman that you're not Yotzei. Kamashwa and Lamaisa, you are Yotzei. They didn't make it different than any other brachas and Mitzvah with the brachas. Not Makiv. So here also it's not Makiv, but at least you hear the Havam, you know why you wouldn't be Yotzei, because L'chari, you see from this Marshal, Gevaldik Echidish, that the bracha and the Megillah, both before and after, is different than a regular brachas and Mitzvah, but it's mamash a chelik of the Tekana of Kriyas and Megillah, but brachas Seah, to bring about the Chiddush, then Hashem was the one who really was piled in ice.